Welcome. You are listening to the Better Together podcast with Callie and Rosario Picardo. We take on topics involving marriage, ministry, parenting, communication, relationships, and other subjects that our listeners want to hear more about.
Welcome to another episode of the Better Together podcast. My name is Callie Picardo, and I'm your host today. And with me, I have my dear friend, Cassandra Kirkpatrick. Cassandra is a part of our church, Mosaic Church, and she is often says she's a king's kid, which Cassandra, I love that description, and I keep telling everyone about it because we are king's kids. So Cassandra, welcome to the Better Together podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, friends, we invited Cassandra to join us because she has recently just answered a God dream that God put on her heart. And I know so many of us have things that we feel like God is just prompting us to do, but sometimes they feel bigger than we can do and we don't even know where to start. And so we thought, oh, it would be great to have Cassandra join us to share just a little bit about her story so that maybe it would be a way that God would encourage you. So Cassandra, tell us a little bit about this dream that God put on your heart.
Well, last summer I was out and about and visiting different recovery meetings in the community. And I was at a speaker jam at one of the ministries, and it was placed on my heart. And just a thought came across, what a cool thing this would be. And I just kind of dismissed it, but then God just kept nagging and nudging me at my heart. And I soon found out that if God's called you to it, he's not going to leave you alone until you answer. So I decided to, pray on it for a couple months, and then I presented it to the pastors of the Mosaic Church.
And so you came to the pastors and said, pastors, here's what we think you should do, right?
Yes, I told him my mission and in my heart. And I honestly was hoping that they say no. And that's just being truthful with it, because we're in a season of expanding. But that was not the case. It wasn't 2 seconds before they said, yes, do it. So,
but I love, because you really didn't tell them that's what they should do. It was, hey, God's put this on my heart, and would the church be open if we did this? It wasn't I've got an idea that I think the leaders of the church need to do, but it was something that you yourself said, okay, this is what God's calling me to do, but not by myself.
Right.
So where did you go from there? Where did you go from there? Okay, you got the blessing of the pastors to go forth and do some sort of recovery fest. How did that happen?
I had to dig deep for the faith because, you know, faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. And I just, when I was thinking about the whole process and what was laid out for me, I seen the vision from start to finish. And I just had to believe. And once I believed and had that faith, then I also know, you know, in James, it tells us that faith without works is dead. So I knew I was going to have to put in this footwork for all this. But I just prayed for guidance. It was all led by him. So it was
inviting others to be a part of it too. How did that come about? Because I know sometimes people get a dream and they're like, oh, now I have to do it all. But, you know, we're at part of Mosaic Church and we believe that we are better together there. And this is the Better Together podcast. And sometimes God gives you a dream, but then it's to involve others as well. So how did you even start getting other people excited about being involved in this?
Because the whole, the reason why the mission that we, that was put on me is bringing the community, the local community together, because we are all in recovery together. And instead of having separate you know, individual ministries and doing individual things, we can be more powerful for God and for one another if we all pull together with it. So I just approached different ministries, and there was not one person that told me no. They were all excited and all on board.
And so describe for folks who didn't get to come, we did this at the beginning of June 2023. Tell them a little bit about the format, who there were some vendors, how did that all work?
So we had, we started out with a huge prayer, but we had like 20 plus, I think there was 22 tables of resource folks from the community, whether it be from different Sober Livings, different Celebrate Recovery, different faith-based recoveries, the FOA, different resources. And I had 20 plus of those tables, but we did a community prayer to get it started. We had 7 different speakers tell on different subjects like unity and things like that. God led me to really reach out to different ministries, and we had, you know, 5 different ministries, folks speaking from 5 different ministries. We also had worship music. We had baptismals. God really moved. We had raffle. We had free dinner. Everything was free. So
awesome. I love it. And you were, yeah, friends, Cassandra was even so sweet that when my daughter Lily, who's 6, said, "Oh, I'd love to be a part of it," she said, "Okay, sure." And so she had our 3 girls sing Jesus Loves Me at the end of one of the worship sets. I mean, Cassandra really did a beautiful job of involving so many different people in this. And I love that kingdom mindset you had. I feel like a lot of folks will try to do something and they'll say, "But this is ours." It is, even if they expand it beyond themselves, often they keep it focused on just within an organization. But you brought all of these different organizations together to really share and support the community through this this ministry, this fight with the Lord for recovery, for sober living, for just completely transformed lives. I love that. Was there ever any pushback of people saying, "Well, this is not my event," or that type thing?
There was not. It was amazingly beautiful. There was not any hesitation whatsoever. It was spirit led, and it was spirit felt. So
that's so cool. What was the hardest part?
Trying to stay focused on just what was in front of me. 8 times during this, trying to make sure I'm doing what, you know, God wanted me to do and not what Cassandra wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I kept saying, like, "I can't do this. I really can't do this," because it was so overwhelming. And God said, you can't, but I can. Stay focused what's in front of you.
Yeah.
And so that's exactly what I did. And it was crazy. The week of Recovery Fest, I was at the most peace I've ever been.
Wow. I love that. And I love that "you can't, but I can," says the Lord. So that's really beautiful. I think there are a lot of folks out there that maybe have a dream and are trying to figure out how to do it. And they're wondering, where's the time going to come from? And Cassandra, you've got a full-time job. You've also got other things you lead. You're involved in leading the weekly recovery ministry that we do at our church as well, which you just as a volunteer, but that's not, you have a full-time paid job that you got to keep up with on the side. I mean, how did you find the time for this?
You know, I never tried to figure it out. I just picked up what was laid in front of me and just followed it through. I had a lot of people support whatever, you know, I felt like we needed to do. I had people, you know, say, "I got you." And that wasn't just within our own community. You know, it was within like Hope Spot. It was in Good Shepherd Ministry. It was in New Hope, you know, Overcomers. It was all of them.
I love that you're partnering with all those different ministries as well. That's so amazing.
I didn't try to figure it out.
I need you around me sometimes, Cassandra, because sometimes I feel like I try to figure it all out in advance and I get overwhelmed because I can't see how all the details are going to fall into place from start to finish. But you just said yes to God.
Yes. Yeah, that's what we're called to do.
What would you say to someone who's kind of got a God dream and they've been sitting on it for a while and they're trying to figure out, what do I do with this?
Well, honestly, it's hard sometimes to decipher, is this Cassandra or is this God? And I knew without a shadow of a doubt it was God because I didn't want to do it. And I know there's been projects I'm like, yes, I'm going to do this. But yeah, just trying to figure out, is it what God wants you to do? And then when you do pick it up, you pick up that cross and you walk with it to continue to pray and have others pray alongside of you for that guidance. You know, you can look to the left or to the right, but if you'll just listen, even the voice behind you, it'll guide you, you know, he'll guide you which way to go.
I love that. And I love that when you said yes to God, you didn't just stop praying and start doing. Prayer was undergirding it throughout. And it wasn't just you praying, but you had others praying with you and for this. That's part of being better together. That's supporting one another and community.
Yes. It was amazing. Donations. That was one of the things in my mind, I couldn't wrap my head around, how am I going to get all the food? How is this going to happen for us? And the, you know, raffle prizes. But, you know, people stepped up without even being asked and donated. Joshua Recovery Ministries, reached out and donated, all the hamburgers, all the hot.